This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Dr. Ken Croswell, an astronomer, as well as someone who teaches me the astronomy I did not learn in the 20th century. Right now, we're going to discuss something that has always been there, but in the 20th century, I don't believe we saw one. Now we've seen more than one, and we can expect more. Visitors from afar, and by that I mean another galaxy. Ken, a very good evening to you. You lay out a detective story that there are objects that we've recently ascertained passing through our solar system that come from outside the solar system. Was this discovery news, or did they always expect to find it, and it was just a matter of chance? Good evening to you, Ken.
Good evening, John. We have for many decades expected to find interstellar objects passing through our solar system. These are objects, comets, asteroids, that were flung out by other solar systems. And the reason that we long expected such objects to be passing through our solar system is because we know that our solar system has cast out comets and asteroids. And in particular, the two largest and most massive planets in our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, if something swings close to one of those planets, their gravity will throw them clear out of the solar system. And in fact, exactly the same thing happened with the two Voyager spacecraft. They passed close to Jupiter, and Jupiter's gravity flung them outward on an interstellar trajectory. So those two spacecraft are leaving the solar system. And there's no reason that other solar systems shouldn't do the same. So we've long been waiting for an interstellar asteroid or comet, and finally, in 2017, astronomers discovered the first one. It was an asteroid. And then 2 years later, in 2019, they discovered a comet. So we have at long last discovered macroscopic objects from other solar systems entering our solar system.
You speak of two astronomers, Cole Gregg and Paul Wiegert of the University of Western Ontario in London, Canada. And they have estimated how many of these objects coming through. I think they insist upon larger than a football field. The number seems large. How do they arrive at this number?
Okay, now they're only looking at objects from one star system, and that is a very famous star system. It's Alpha Centauri. Alpha Centauri is the nearest star system to the sun. It consists of three stars. One of them is yellow, like our sun. The other, another is orange, and the faintest one is red. Now, neither of the two interstellar objects that we detected in 2017 and 2019 came from Alpha Centauri. But the question they asked was, okay, well, how many objects should Alpha Centauri be casting into space and sending them our way? And they conclude that there's about a million objects larger than 100 yards in diameter that are right now in our solar system, and they're mingling with the Oort cloud of comets far, far, far beyond the orbit of the planet Pluto. Now, the problem with that is because they're so far out, we're not going to be able to see them. Nevertheless, we, according to their calculations, a few meteors in our sky actually come from dust particles that originated in the Alpha Centauri star system. Now, we can't see them here in the northern hemisphere, but if you lived far to the south, you might have a tiny chance of seeing a meteor from Alpha Centauri. These astronomers estimate that about 10 meteors per year are from Alpha Centauri. Now, that's a tiny, tiny number compared to the enormous number of native-born meteors, which is something like 7 trillion a year. But nevertheless, their calculations indicate that there are dust particles from Alpha Centauri impinging on our atmosphere and burning up in our atmosphere.
The logic suggests that we'd be doing the same, throwing objects to Alpha Centauri. That's a system of three stars. Is that accurate? We're throwing it as well?
Oh, yes, yes. There's no question. There's no reason that Jupiter and Saturn aren't casting objects toward, a few objects toward them as well. So, yes, if you lived on a planet around Alpha Centauri, you might occasionally, maybe every few thousand years, maybe a few million years, you occasionally might see an asteroid or a comet that Jupiter or Saturn cast right toward Alpha Centauri. And likewise with dust particles passing close to the giant planets. If they get accelerated to an escape velocity so that they leave the solar system, some of them are going to make it to Alpha Centauri.
And can this suggest the whole idea of Pangaea? That is the idea that panspermia, I believe, is the theory, that if there's something here, there's something everywhere. And I'm thinking of life as we know it. Is that supported by this thinking that we throw things between star systems?
Well, it's certainly true that if there's life in one solar system, and there certainly is in our solar system, conceivably, we could be launching life-bearing material toward other star systems. Now, the problem, though, is space is a very hostile environment, okay? So that life would have to survive a very long journey to wherever its final goal would be. So it seems to me it's a lot easier if there is life in other solar systems, that life probably originated through native processes, you might say. In other words, there's no great need to send life from, you know, this solar system to some other. Whatever process led to life here in our solar system presumably can operate in other solar systems as well, since we know that the chemical elements that life really needs, like hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, and so forth, are very abundant throughout the galaxy. So it seems to me unnecessary to specify that a solar system has to get seeded from another solar system in order to have life.
And you also have a wonderful statistic about how Alpha Centauri, which is a three-star system, is moving towards us. And I didn't know this. And it's moving towards us in a way that means that there are going to be more objects flung between us. Is that what happens?
That's right. The Alpha Centauri system, as I say in the Science News article, is moving toward us at about 0.007 light years per century. Now, right now, Alpha Centauri is 4.3 light years from us, but it's getting closer, and it will pass closest to us 28,000 years from now. And these astronomers expect that during that time, when Alpha Centauri is closest, that it will cast off about 10 times more material toward us then than it is doing right now.
When you say cast off, these objects are not any more threatening than NEOs that come from our own asteroid belt. Is that correct? Or do they move faster? Or are they more dangerous?
No, they're not more dangerous. The main asteroids we need to worry about are the ones in our own solar system. Those are far more common. So, yeah, if you're worried about threats from afar, from another solar system, that's probably not the thing to worry about. We need to worry about what's right here in our own solar system. And the nice thing is, if we discover an asteroid that's on a collision course and we have enough warning, we can do something about it. So the real goal is to monitor the asteroids in our solar system and know where they are and know where they're going to be in the future.
For his Science News piece, Ken provides the link for a case study of interstellar material delivery from Alpha Centauri, so you can read the original as well, submitted in February of 2025. Ken Croswell, an astronomer, and the book important here is The Alchemy of the Heavens, Searching for Meaning in the Milky Way, and also his book, The Lives of Stars.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.